Over the last few months, the Swan Sanctuary in Shepperton has been called out to an ever-increasing amount of attacks on swans involving catapults and similar weapons. I've spoken to Danny Rogers, who is a volunteer with the Swan Sanctuary, about the types of injuries he's seeing and why he feels there's been an uptick in these kinds of attacks on the birds.
I'm a volunteer, waterfowl and swan rescuer for Shepperton Swan Sanctuary and Swans and Friends Bird Rescue. I work for London Underground as my pay the bill job, but volunteer for various rescue centres. And I attend incidents where waterfowl, swans, ducks, geese are injured and need our help and rescue them back to the sanctuary for medical attention.
Now, since December, I've counted, I think, 5 attacks on swans in the area that we cover, so southwest London and Surrey. Why do you think there have been so many attacks in just what seems like a really short space of time?
There's no deterrent. I don't want to say that they're bored, because, you know, I don't know how you can be bored nowadays, but there's this thrill we must get out of it. I said there's no deterrent. The police are powerless, it seems, to do anything about it. These weapons are accessible. Anyone can buy them. There's no laws to stop people buying them. There's no laws to stop people carrying them around in public places or using them in public places. I've seen a lot of horrible things, human on human. I'm an ex-soldier. I just don't understand it, why there's an increase. I've not seen anything on social media to say this is a fad or this is fashionable for these age groups to do or get involved in. I don't know. It's always been there. So maybe it's more people are aware it's happening and they're reporting it more. They know who to report to. Like you say, we've got the Shepperton Swan Sanctuary, we've got Greenwich Wildlife Rescue, Swan Lifeline. You've got all these different organisations who are out there rescuing and making people aware. So maybe the numbers haven't really increased, but more people are reporting it and seeing it.
Now, are you quite sure that it's groups of children or young people committing these types of crimes?
Yeah, 100%. Teenagers, white British, majority of white British youths, aged 12 up to 17, 18. We've seen them, we've filmed them, we've had photographs, descriptions. Groups of 2 to 4. It all depends what area you're looking at. The one we had on Tuesday up in North Wamborough, 2 youths. They were actually active when we were rescuing because they left us a trophy by one of our veterinary ambulances. They killed a pigeon and left it for us when we returned back with the swans. The one in Old Woking on Saturday, 2 youths have been seen. They've been actually seen lamping, which is when you go out at night with a lamp to startle birds and shoot them. The ones in Kent, groups of 4. Youths doing it, and California Park round, and also down in Red Hill, groups of 2 to 4 youths who are doing it. Yeah,
it must be incredibly frustrating because you've got the video footage or you've got photos and you hand them over to the police, but as you said, the police seem powerless or unable to do anything about it. How does that make you feel as someone who goes out of their way? This isn't your job, you volunteer for this, you go out of your way to help, and then you don't get that support afterwards?
Frustrating, infuriating, of course. It's disappointing because, you know, we see in the press how just this week alone the police are reporting, oh, it's up 60%, wildlife crimes up 60%. I've spoke to police commissioners, I've had interviews with them, I've spoke to superintendents of wildlife crime units, and it's the same excuse. We haven't got the manpower, we haven't got the funding, we're investigating. It's a horrible situation to be in. And the problem we've got is, okay, I'm always going to attend. The sanctuary is always going to attend. Rescuers all over the country are always going to attend. But if the police aren't actively doing something or be seen to be doing something, people aren't going to report it. And, you know, that's the risk we're having at the moment. Or they're just going to say, what's the point of calling the police? They're not going to do it. They don't even attend on most instances.
Well, swans do have a protected status. So it's going to be slightly different if you're convicted of a crime against a swan than another bird, say.
All our wildlife are protected under the same Countryside Act and Animal Welfare Act. The thing about swans is they're associated to the Crown, and it goes back hundreds of years, where any unmarked swan can be taken ownership of the king. So the king now, previously was a queen. They're not actually protected any different to any other animal. They've just got this overall historic connection to the royal family where they can take ownership of any unmarked swans on British waterways.
Has the charity made the Crown aware of what's happening?
Yes. So obviously I do it via post and I've contacted directly, but I appreciate that the royal family, you know, they get hundreds of thousands of letters monthly and it takes a long time to go through them. We are in a process now of trying to contact them via different avenues. So hopefully in the next few days, the charities around the London Swan Lifeline's Shepperton Swan Sanctuary are putting something together to try and get direct contact to them. And hopefully they can come out and support us and help and put some weight behind the petitions and the problems we're having.
What's the effect of attacks when a swan loses its mate? I always understood that a swan mated for life. So when a swan loses its mate, like the attack a couple of days ago, what is the effect on the one that's left behind?
All animals mourn the loss of a mate. If they've witnessed the attack, themselves can go into shock and they can pass away and they can die. The one we rescued on Tuesday, which was had also been shot, was seen around its mate's body, calling and pecking at her and obviously trying to get her to move. It's horrible for them. They do and can eventually move on to find other mates, but it is very difficult because, you know, unless they find a flock, they more than likely land on an area where there's already a dominant pair there. So that brings other problems and other issues for them. But
it really gets me as well. It really makes me really upset. What will happen to that swan then if he's lost his mate, and how will they integrate him back?
So he's going through surgery today. 100%. I won't be taking him back. Normally we try to release them back to where we rescue them from. But where we know there's a crime area, we won't release them back to that location. So once he's had his operation and he's recovered, he will go through the recuperation process at the sanctuary. The sanctuary's got amazing facilities. We've got a lake there with a flock. So once they're fit to be released, but not to in a location, they go on the huge lake there and they can come and go as they please. Quite often they decide to fly off and go and, you know, on their own adventures and try and relocate themselves somewhere else with a flock, or even make pair up and they fly off and try and find their own part of the countryside. But it's difficult. It's something we have to think about very, very, you know, carefully. We can't just pick them up and plonk them anywhere, because we have to now obviously be mindful of what's going on out there.
Let's hope that it is a happy ending for the one that's left behind. You've also set up a petition to call on Parliament, and you've got to reach so many signatures before it will be accepted, but then hopefully be discussed in Parliament. Do you want to tell me a little more about that so people can get involved?
Yeah, it's so the petition is about banning catapults in public places, giving the police powers to search or arrest those who are seen carrying catapults in public places. Especially in areas of known wildlife crime, because at the moment, catapults, unbelievably, are still classified as a toy. You can buy them on any online website, and they actually sell ammunition as well, which is ridiculous for this day and age. It's actually labeled as ammunition. So it's about that, because at the moment, the police haven't got the powers to arrest, they haven't got the powers to search. You could be stood there with a catapult walking down the high street with a pocket full of whatever you want to use, and there's nothing anyone can do about it. Since I've been doing the petition and sharing the petition around the country, people approach me and say, look, my cat's been attacked, my dog's been attacked, why is I'm out walking? So this is a wider issue, obviously, you know, than waterfowl and protecting our wildlife on lakes and rivers and in parks. These people are expanding, and it won't be long before, unfortunately, I believe, a child or a person will be attacked out of this. But yeah, it's about getting them off the streets, getting them off out of parks, getting them out of people's hands who shouldn't be holding them or be able to buy them. So yeah, I think it's okay having calls for stronger sentences, but stronger sentences are a reaction to the crime. So we need to stop the crime happening. And the best way to do that is to remove the implements they're using.
We can go on about tougher sentences, but actually it is a parent's responsibility what their children are doing up to a certain age.
Exactly. Parents are aware their children have these weapons. They must be thinking to themselves, why do you want these? You're not sat in my back garden hitting tin cans off a fence or whatever. Which people probably think they are. I don't want to say apples fall far from the tree, but in some instances, it probably is the case. They probably don't care. They're probably not aware of what their children are doing. But, you know, I do say to people, one day, someone's going to catch them, and it's not going to be me. It's not going to be a normal member of the public. It's going to be somebody who will do something, and we don't want that. 9 out of 10 murderers or abusers did start off with animals. So there is a link it does escalate.
A spokesperson for Essex Police says PC Jed Raven, our Wildlife Heritage and Environmental Crime Officer, said wild birds are protected under the Wildlife and Countryside Act, and Essex Police investigate such offences alongside partners with the RSPCA, which can also prosecute cases of animal cruelty. As an issue, Essex Police take such reports seriously, as demonstrated by our role heading a new national working group dedicated to incidents where animals are harmed in urban areas. This group works with the Metropolitan Police, the RSPCA, the Environment Agency and other partners to establish any trends of such incidents taking place, overseen by the National Wildlife Crime Unit. A spokesperson for Surrey Police said, "We were called to the riverbank by the High Street in Old Woking on Friday the 26th of January following a report of a swan lying dead by the river. It appeared the bird had been shot in the head. This investigation is ongoing and our inquiries continue. If anyone knows anything that could assist our investigation, we would ask them to contact us," quoting PR/452-400-10009 via DM at Surrey Police. "We take every allegation of wildlife crime made to us seriously, and officers will always investigate incidents where there's a likelihood a crime has taken place. However, if officers do not catch the persons in the act, it's essential that eyewitnesses are prepared to provide statements and provide recorded evidence of the act taking place where possible. This means that there is then a much higher chance of being able to secure charges and convictions." Under the Wildlife and Countryside Act 1981, it's an offence to intentionally kill, injure or take any wild bird, have in one's possession or control any wild bird, dead or alive, or any part of a wild bird which has been taken in contravention of the Act or the Protection of Birds Act 1954. It's also an offence to use traps or similar items to kill, injure or take wild birds, or to have in one's possession or control any bird of a species occurring on Schedule 4 of the Act unless registered, and in most cases ringed in accordance with the Secretary of State's regulations, or intentionally or recklessly disturb any wild bird listed on Schedule 1 while it is nest building or at a nest containing eggs or young, or to disturb the dependent young of such a bird. Penalties for any of these offences include an unlimited fine, up to 6 months imprisonment or both. Exemptions and licences may be issued by the government for specific reasons, subject to strict terms and conditions. Where the Wildlife and Countryside Act does not apply, there may be relevant offences under the Criminal Damage Act or the Animal Welfare Act. We're aware that the use of catapults on wild birds is an issue that's happening, not just in Surrey, but in other counties in the region. As a result, a working group has been set up between several police forces in the southeast and partner agencies to address the issue. Any actions taken to harm a wild animal without a specific exemption is a criminal offence, and we will take robust action against those involved. We've also been in contact with the Met Police regarding the incidents mentioned in Kingston. The Met Police says they were unable to investigate without a crime reference number, which we are aiming to supply, and which they then say they will be able to investigate to our inquiry. And finally, we also contacted Hampshire Police and are awaiting a reply.